Good morning and welcome to our service this morning. Whether you are here in the church, whether you are worshipping on Zoom, or whether you are listening to this service as a recording at a later date, welcome. The most observant among you will have noticed that I am not our minister, the Reverend Dr. Amos Chua-Chong. In his capacity as interim moderator, he has been conducting an important service at Balmerino Church this morning. It looks like he's been slightly delayed, so it's been arranged that I will just take the start of the service until hopefully he walks through the door, and that's not Amos either. Our call to worship this morning is Psalm 18, verses 1 to 6. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I called to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. Let us join together in singing our first hymn this morning, number 519, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Thank you.
of approach and confession of sins, which was written by Amos. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we gather in your presence today, hearts open and spirits yearning, to understand the depth of your wisdom as revealed to us in Scripture, especially in Paul's message from Galatians 2, verses 15 to 20. We marvel at the concept of Christian freedom, a transformative truth that reshapes our daily lives. As we reflect from these scriptures, help us to recognize our true identity in you, transcending cultural and religious boundaries. Lord, in your boundless grace, draw us closer. Illuminate our minds and hearts to understand the profound reality that our justification comes not from human deeds, but through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. Guide us to comprehend that this relationship with you surpasses mere adherence to rules and embraces a deeper, more authentic faith. Merciful Father, in humility, we confess that too often we have lost sight of the essence of our faith. We have been ensnared in the web of legalism, obsessing over rules and traditions, and in doing so, we have neglected the core of our faith, your unconditional love and grace. We admit our failures in living up to the ideals of the gospel. We have allowed our egos to dominate, leading lives marked by self-centeredness, jealousy, and envy. We have been guilty of judging others based on superficial standards, rather than loving them as you love us. Forgive us, Lord, for the times we've tried to earn your favor through our actions, forgetting that our righteousness stems not from our own efforts, but from your mercy and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Forgive us for the moments we have reconstructed the walls of legalism that Christ has torn down, and for the times we have allowed our old selves to overshadow the new life you have offered us in him. As we confess our sins, we remember Paul's words, that in Christ we have been crucified to our old ways. Help us to live in this truth, embracing a life that seeks to please you, reflecting your love and grace in all that we do. May our lives be a testament to the transformative power of your grace. We ask all these things through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We sing again, this time hymn number 147, All Creatures of Our God and King, and we will sing verses 1, 4, 6, and 7.
Good morning, children. How are we today? Good? The minister was late this morning. But there was an assistant minister, Claire, who started the service, right? I went to another church this morning to carry out a vote, a very important exercise. So two churches are coming together as if they were getting married, Walmart and Balmoreno. How has your week been? Good? Did you have a good week? I can hear some voices outside. Oh. Now we begin our talk this morning again with a few questions. Have you ever tried really hard to be good at something? Working so hard, trying really hard to be good at something. Any answers? Have you ever tried really hard to be good at something? Yes. Good at riding your bike, okay? Now, I mean struggling, trying to be good at something. Not just already good about it, but trying to be good at something. So how does it feel when you try to study so much to be the best? Is it easy? It's not easy. Now, can you become friends with someone just by being good at things? Just by trying to be good? Do you think that's the kind of thing that can help you to be a good friend to somebody? Let me ask another question. It sounds like I'm doing philosophy this morning. Can we actually make God to love us? Do you think we can make God to love us? What are some of the things that we can do to make God to love us? Yes. Pray. Yes.
Kind.
Being kind. Very good. Being kind to people.
Showing them
around. Pardon?
Showing them around.
Oh, showing them around. That's good. Especially when people come to a place they don't know, you show them around. Good answers. What can we do to be good children, good Christian children, for God to love us? Yeah? Listen to what people say, the good things that people say, so that we ourselves can build our lives in a good way. Now, Paul was talking to some people in Galatia, and he was talking about the things people do. Because in those days, there were things that the Jews, for example, said they were not going to do them because when they did those things, God would not love them. So, for example, they said they were not going to eat some kinds of foods. And Paul is telling them that it is not by doing things, just doing things that God loves us, because God already loves us. So God is not like us. Sometimes we want people to do things to us before we can love them. But God loves us the way we are because we are his children. He made the first move towards us. He calls us his own children. He loves us. And so whatever we do, we are not doing it to buy the favor of God. Okay? We are doing it to show appreciation to God, to say thank you, God, for all that you are doing for us and to us. So this is very different from the way we do things. Sometimes we want to please our friends, or we want our friends to please us before we can be friends with them. But God is not like that, because God is faithful, and God loves us. He loves us the way we are. So if we are good people, we are good because God has been good to us. If we love people, we love them because God has already loved us and has shown us how to love. So each time we do something good, let us remember that we are not doing it because we want to buy the favor of God, but we are doing it because we want to thank God for all that he is to us. So let us pray. Dear God, our Father, we give you thanks for your word to us and especially to our children. Father, some of the things of the scripture are very difficult to understand, but we know that you bless their hearts, you open their hearts, and you continue to teach them. Be with all of us, O Father, as we struggle with some of these deep truths of the gospel, that we may be able to shape our lives and help build the faith of our own children. We ask all this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We will sing again. Our next hymn, Come Children, Join and Sing.
Thank you. Let us hear what the Lord has to say to us today in his holy word. Our first reading is from the book of Daniel, reading chapter 9, verses 18 to 24, and you can find that on page 895 of the Pew Bible. Daniel is praying. Give ear, O God, and hear. Open your eyes and see the desolation of the city that bears your name. We do not make requests of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. O Lord, listen. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hear and act. For your sake, O my God, do not delay, because your city and your people bear your name. While I was speaking and praying, confessing my sin and the sin of my people, Israel, and making my request to the Lord my God for his holy hill, while I was still in prayer, Gabriel, the man I had seen in the earlier vision, came to me in swift flight about the time of the evening sacrifice. He instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding. As soon as you begin to pray, an answer was given, which I have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed. Therefore, consider the message and understand the vision. 77s are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring an everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. And our second reading is from Paul's letter to the Galatians, which you will find on page 1169 of the Pew Bible. Galatians chapter 2, reading from verse 15. We who are Jews by birth and not so-called Gentile sinners know that a man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by observing the law, because by observing the law, no one will be justified. If, while we seek to be justified in Christ, it becomes evident that we ourselves are sinners, does that mean that Christ promotes sin? Absolutely not. If I rebuild what I destroyed, I prove that I am a lawbreaker. For through the law, I died to the law, so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen, and may God add his blessings to these reading of his holy word, and to his name be all the glory and praise. Our next hymn is hymn 553, Just As I Am, Without One Plea.
Thank you. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, you've given your word to be a lamp to our feet and a light on our path. Open our hearts as we speak and listen. Empower us through the power of your Holy Spirit and the words of Scripture, and enable us, O Father, to be better transformers of our communities. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, in Galatians 2, verse 15 to 20, the Apostle Paul is speaking about Christian freedom and what this means for everyday believers. He begins at verse 15, speaking about identity, and he talks about the Jews who followed certain dietary laws, like not eating pork, as part of their religious practice. But what he does at this stage is to set the stage to say something which is more important to all of us, no matter our background. And what Paul is saying is that it is not about religious rules or traditions that make us right with God. It is about faith in Jesus Christ. This means that our relationship with God is not based on ticking off a checklist of do's and don'ts. Beyond religious customs, Paul's life changed when he realized this truth himself. He stopped relying on following every single religious law to be right with God. Instead, he understood that faith in Jesus was what mattered. And I think this can be a relief for us too. It's not about following every rule to the letter. It's about our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ. Now, beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord, rather than living in fear of breaking rules, we can live freely, knowing that we are loved and accepted by God through faith. And this is the kind of life that is transformed, because according to Paul, when we live for Christ, we are crucified with Christ. It is like his old rule, focused life, was gone, and a new one, which is centered in Jesus Christ, began. So friends, this is about transformation from the old to the new. And as Paul says elsewhere, if anyone is in Christ, that one is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. And Paul wraps up this text by reminding us that if following rules could save us, Jesus wouldn't have needed to die for us on the cross of Calvary. Dear friends, our salvation and righteousness come from God's grace because of our faith in Jesus, not because of our own efforts. We don't have to stress over every little rule. Our focus shifts from self-righteousness to God's grace. It is not about what we wear. It is not about what we eat or whether we follow every church tradition to the letter. It is about believing in Jesus and living a life that reflects his love and grace. This freedom means we can enjoy a genuine relationship with God and with people, not one that is based on legalism or guilt. So let us be thankful for this freedom and grace in Christ. We are not saved by the rules we follow, but our faith in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the freedom and grace we find in Jesus Christ. Help us to live out this truth every day, not getting caught up in legalism, but living in the joy and freedom of your love. This we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our next hymn, Rock of Ages Cleft for Me, is 554. We have a response for the intercessory prayer this morning. When I say, Lord, in your mercy, we respond, hear our prayer. Let us pray. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, our hearts are filled with gratitude as we offer our gifts to you. In the spirit of the freedom and grace taught in Galatians, we give not out of obligation, but out of love and thankfulness. Thank you for providing for our needs, for the health and sustenance that sustain us daily. Lord, we dedicate these offerings as a symbol of our trust in you. May they be used to further your kingdom, to bring peace and joy to our communities and beyond. We are grateful for the security we enjoy in our land, for the stability and guidance of good politics that minister to our needs. Bless these offerings, multiply them, and use them to spread your love and grace. May they bring hope and assistance to those in need, and may they support the work of your church. Lord, in your mercy. We come before you, Father, united in faith and purpose to intercede for our world. In the light of the freedom we have in Christ, we pray for peace and health in our lives and across our lands. Protect our shores, guide our leaders, and instill in them a heart to serve the people with integrity and compassion. Lord, in your mercy. We ask for your healing hand over those suffering in body, mind, or spirit. May your comforting presence be felt in hospitals, homes, and wherever there is pain. Provide strength and resilience to the caregivers and hope to those battling illness. Lord, in your mercy, we remember our church family here in Newport on Tay. As we pray for our congregation, we pray also for its leadership. Guide us in our journey of faith. And may our community be a beacon of your love and grace as we provide leadership to the rest of the congregation. God, our Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of the first month in the year 2024, we thank you for guiding us this far. Help us to make our days ahead more fruitful, filled with acts of kindness, expressions of faith, and moments of deep spiritual growth. In every aspect of our lives, may we reflect your love and grace, living not under the weight of legalism, but in the joy and freedom of your love. We pray all these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. Amen. Please, if you are able, stand and let us together affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. A final hymn, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, the hymn 555.
Thank you.
Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.